ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Schoolboy Q was one of the first artists signed to TDE who achieved significant success in the music industry. When thinking of Top Dawg Entertainment, most people point to Kendrick Lamar as the star of the label. But Schoolboy Q had his fair share of success as well. His biggest singles racked up hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, and he's built strong connections with some of the biggest artists in the game. However, in recent years, he seemingly disappeared from the spotlight, leading many fans to wonder where the hell he went. Today, we're going to explore some of the reasons why Schoolboy Q may have disappeared from the public eye, and also touch on the update that Top Dawg Entertainment provided regarding his whereabouts. Born Quincy Matthew Handley in Germany in 1986, this musical genius was destined for greatness. With a move to California at a young age, he found himself growing up in the heart of Figueroa Street, an area under the stronghold of the infamous Crips gang.
Anything. Like, whatever I could do to make money. I sold drugs.
But instead of getting lost in the danger and despair that surrounded him, Schoolboy Q channeled his energy into music. In addition to his involvement in gangs and drug dealing, Schoolboy Q also earned his nickname Schoolboy because he was known for being a good student and achieving straight A's in school.
Well, I was in the streets a lot, and I was selling drugs, I was gangbanging, but also was one of the homies, out of all my homies, that had like a 3.3 in high school at one point in my career.
Awesome. He has spoken about this in various interviews, stating that he took his studies very seriously, and was even involved in academic decathlon and other academic competitions. So his nickname Schoolboy also reflects his academic accomplishments and dedication to getting proper education, something that wasn't very common in the city he grew up in. Another life-altering moment for Q was when he gave birth to his first daughter, Joy Handley, who was born on April 19th, 2009. The birth of his daughter had a profound impact on Schoolboy Q, both personally and professionally.
How has becoming a father changed you, Q? Because I love seeing your relationship with your daughter.
I mean, all I do is just be with her, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't have time.
You never get nobody to say, man, stop being with your daughter, go to the studio.
Schoolboy Q has also acknowledged the challenges of balancing his career with his responsibilities as a parent. In a 2019 interview with GQ, he spoke about the guilt he felt at times for being away from his daughter for long periods of time while on tour or in the studio. As a teenager, he discovered a passion for rap, but his success story was a little different from any rapper that you probably know today. But before I tell you why, don't forget to drop a subscribe if you like what you're hearing.
Walk down the block, see my nigga stretched out. Can't even pout, more to reminisce about. Paying my condolences about his sister house.
When Schoolboy Q inked a deal with Top Dawg Entertainment, it was a match made in heaven. The founder, Anthony Top Dawg Tiffith, met Schoolboy.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Q through mutual friends in the early 2000s, when Schoolboy Q first started living in Los Angeles. Tiffith was impressed by Schoolboy Q's talent and work ethic, and he saw potential in him as a rapper. But before officially being signed, Schoolboy Q actually started out as a hype man for his fellow TDE label mate, Kendrick Lamar. In fact, the two rappers have been close friends and collaborators since the early days on the TDE label. Schoolboy Q would join Kendrick on stage for his shows and help to hype up the crowd and keep the energy high. In an interview with The Breakfast Club, Schoolboy Q explained that he took his role as a hype man very seriously and viewed it as a way to learn about performing and connecting with fans.
I used to be his hype man, so I think he just like feel like he's obligated to always help me or some shit. So anytime I do an album, he takes it and he like just drop beats out. He put ad-libs. If you're listening to my albums, Kendrick has ad-libs all through all my albums, you know.
However, as Schoolboy Q's own talents as a rapper began to emerge, he started to focus more on his own music career. He released his debut mixtape, Schoolboy Churn Hustler, in 2008, and his debut album, Setbacks, in 2011. Since then, Schoolboy Q has become a successful solo artist in his own right, with multiple critically acclaimed albums and collaborations with other big names in hip-hop. Tiffith eventually signed Schoolboy Q to TDE, which at the time was still a fledgling independent label. Q made his official debut on TDE's first release, a compilation album called Top Dog Entertainment Presents, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, super creative title, I know. He went on to release his own solo projects, including the debut album, Habits Contradictions, in 2012, and his breakthrough album, Oxymoron, in 2014. Through his association with TDE, Schoolboy Q has become one of the label's most successful artists, earning critical acclaim and commercial success for his music. His partnership with TDE has been instrumental in his rise to fame and has helped to establish him as one of the most prominent voices in modern hip-hop. Schoolboy Q quickly made a name for himself in the industry as a rapper known for his distinctive flow, gritty lyrics, and introspective themes. His mixtapes and guest verses on other songs spread like wildfire, fueling the buzz around his upcoming debut album. And when Habits and Contradictions finally dropped in 2012, it was clear that Schoolboy Q has delivered something truly special. Critics raved about the album, praising its bold experimentation and undeniable authenticity. And the lead single, Hands on the Wheel, featuring the legendary A$AP Rocky, cemented Schoolboy Q's status as a rising star in the hip-hop world. It was a moment that would go down in history, the birth of a new era of rap, with Schoolboy Q at the forefront. It was around this time that Schoolboy Q began his journey to stardom on Vine, the now defunct social media platform. He used it to interact with his fans and share snippets of his life on the road, which helped showcase his hilarious humor and personality.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Kendrick Lamar!
Kendrick Lamar! Oh, that's what they got Kendrick Lamar in?
Oh.
I wish I was big boy.
Not the old big boy, new big boy.
He gained a large following on the platform, with some of his videos garnering millions of views. Some of his most popular vines involved him joking around with his friends or showcasing his love for fast food. In addition to using Vine to interact with fans, Schoolboy Q would use his platform to promote his music and upcoming shows. He would share previews of new songs or performances, which helped to build hype and excitement for his music among his followers. While Vine did shut down in 2017, Schoolboy Q's presence on the platform helped to establish him as a relatable and humorous figure within the hip-hop community. Bro was using social media marketing before it really even became a thing. After making a major splash with his debut album, he continued to push the boundaries of the genre with his second album, Oxymoron, in 2014. The album shot up to the top of the Billboard 200 chart and showcased Schoolboy Q's ability to collaborate with some of the biggest names in the industry. With hits like Collard Greens featuring none other than Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q would further cement his place as a rising star in the world of rap. But as the saying goes, what goes up must come down. And in 2016, 2015, Schoolboy Q hit a rough patch. His fourth album, Blankface LP, received mixed reviews, and the artist himself started struggling with personal demons. The passing of Mac Miller in September 2018 was a devastating loss for the hip-hop community. However, for Schoolboy Q, it was much more personal. Mac Miller was not just a fellow rapper or collaborator. Their relationship dates back to the early days of their careers, when they were both considered up-and-coming rappers. The two artists first collaborated on Schoolboy Q's 2012 track, G's, and they later worked together on Mac Miller's 2016 album, The Divine Feminine, on the song Cinderella. They also toured together, including on Mac Miller's The Swimming Tour in 2018. Mac Miller often spoke highly about Schoolboy Q and even once claimed that Habits and Contradictions was better than Kud Kid, M.A.A.D City.
It's better than Kendrick's album. Better than Kendrick's album.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
My opinion doesn't fucking matter. But Kud's album's crazy.
Wild hot take, I know. There's tons of videos and clips online of the two showcasing their friendship we all aspire to have. From hilarious Vine videos to straight up pranking each other.
Say, aren't you Kendrick Lamar's type?
When Mac Miller passed away in September 2018, Schoolboy Q was understanding.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Incredibly devastated. But his death hit a little deeper for Q than it did with any other artist. In 2019, Schoolboy Q delayed his upcoming Crash Talk album following Mac Miller's death, and claimed that he was not ready to deal with any questions pertaining to Mac Miller. He often described Miller as a little brother, and said that he had been struggling to come to terms with his friend's sudden death.
What you miss most about Mac?
Just him. Man, that's my nigga, bro. I got memories with that nigga, bro. Like, I can never write a song.
However, despite the pain and his loss, Schoolboy Q has also found ways to honor and remember his friend. In a 2019 interview with Power 106 Los Angeles, he spoke about the importance of preserving Mac Miller's legacy and continuing to share his music with the world. Mac Miller is still alive, he said. He's gonna always be alive, and we're gonna always play his music. That's how we keep him alive. He revealed that he planned to release his album Crash Talk in November 2018, but after Mac Miller's unexpected passing, he pushed the release date back. He couldn't bear the thought of promoting the album and answering questions about his friend.
Man, I don't even know if I want to put that in the thing now, man.
That's up to you. I get it.
I don't want to look like I'm like exploiting the situation.
Man, you ain't exploiting nothing.
I'm like crying and shit.
Let me tell you what I respect about you. You haven't even spoken about the situation, not even on social media. I saw when you flipped out on everybody because you was like, man, I grieve in real life.
Schoolboy Q returned to the music scene in 2019 with the release of his fifth studio album, Crash Talk. But it was met with mixed reviews. While the album did receive generally positive reviews from music critics, it was not well received by fans as some of his previous work. One of the reasons for the album's mixed reception may be its departure from Schoolboy Q's signature sound. Crash Talk features more melodic and upbeat tracks than some of his previous albums, which may have alienated some of his more hardcore fans who preferred his grittier, more introspective style.
Some of the flows that he decides to go with are kind of off, and his delivery seems a bit more understated than usual. His presentation and his performance on this record is nowhere near as out there and as just in your face as it's been on previous records, and honestly, I think that's a mark against this album.
Despite its mixed reactions, Crash Talk still has some standout tracks that resonated with fans. Fast forward to now, and many fans are wondering where Schoolboy Q has been, which is not uncommon for most of the artists on TDE, who are known to take insanely long hiatuses between album releases. In 2020, Schoolboy Q surprised fans by launching his own Twitch channel, where he began streaming video games and interacting with fans in real time. He also used the platform.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Much like he did with Vine, where he previewed new music and gave fans a behind-the-scenes look at his creative process. The decision to start a Twitch channel may have been motivated by the COVID-19 pandemic, which forced many artists to find new ways to connect with fans and stay active while tours and live shows were on hold. Then, on February 8th, 2022, Top Dog Entertainment tweeted a message to their followers asking if they were ready for new music from the rapper, and many people were excited to finally hear new music by him. However, there has been nothing to come out ever since this announcement. We did get a message from Absol recently saying that every artist on TDE will drop this year, so I guess we just have to wait and figure out. To be honest, I would much rather Schoolboy Q make a comeback on Twitch, as I feel like he's already done all he can do in terms of music. But comment what you guys think about all this, and don't forget to hit subscribe if you did enjoy this video. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.